Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The world watched as the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States met to discuss the most dangerous region of the world, the Middle East. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad joins me with more details on this very important White House meeting.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, first out of the box, talk to me about the Israeli reaction to the meeting there at the White House.
Well, depends what you mean by Israelis. If you mean the media establishment and some of the people in the opposition to the Likud-led government of Benjamin Netanyahu, they're a little bit shocked. They could not imagine that what happened was that there's a totally different atmosphere. But in terms of welcoming him, our prime minister, into the White House with both the First Lady and the president outside the door waiting, someone must have reminded Mr. Trump that about 7 years ago or so, Mr. Netanyahu was escorted through the back door without any media coverage whatsoever. I think their body language, I think their banter, I think their conversation was obvious that it's a whole different level of cooperation, understanding, and commitment.
I'm not sure that both of these leaders agreed on everything, but they're at least willing to sit down and talk and see if they can talk it out.
Mr. Netanyahu came very quickly to Washington, relatively speaking. Netanyahu is sure that he has a lot of support from the president on major issues that look a little bit more, shall we say, problematic here in Israel. I'm talking about the Jewish communities across the Green Line and other issues. And Netanyahu is still fixed on Iran and some other issues which were alluded to in terms of a regional solution. There was one question on the Jewish communities and construction in which Mr. Trump said something of the nature of, I want you to hold back a little bit. So I don't know what hold back means. I don't know what a little bit means. But I'm sure that very shortly that will be resolved also.
Winky Madad with details of the White House meeting between President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I would suggest that the importance of the White House meeting between the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States was the optics, the world watching the Prime Minister and the President meeting to discuss major issues. It's a testimony of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I'm referring to the Jews in the land, and they have a Jewish state. But it also spoke to prophecy yet to be fulfilled. For example, they discussed Iran. That's Ezekiel 38. They discussed the Palestinian situation. That's Malachi chapter 1 and Ezekiel chapter 35. And Ezekiel chapter 36 refers to the Jewish settlements. The White House meeting between Trump and Netanyahu does indeed help set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...